see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers is working hard to sell his fifth federal budget.
And we'll be in four cities in 4 days talking about a budget which is all about helping people through this global oil shock at the same time as we take some difficult decisions to reform our economy for the future.
The sales pitch is focused on a trio of tax reforms affecting negative gearing, capital gains and trusts. But the government has also been keen to show it's still working on the supply side of the housing crisis.
We are especially proud of the deal that we are announcing today on housing for Queenslanders. This deal means an extra 50,000 homes for Queenslanders. It means 20,000 plus for first home buyers in this state as well.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister appeared in Adelaide to spruik a development linked to the government's Housing Australia Future Fund.
So the changes that we put forward in the budget last Tuesday simply do this. If you have a negatively geared home, you can still continue. There are no changes in those arrangements. You can help to invest in an asset for yourself and your future wealth. But if you want to invest in the future, it needs to be a new home, so that as well as building up your assets and your wealth in future, you're building up the assets and wealth of the nation.
As Labor defends its approach to tax reform, the latest news poll showed 52% of respondents believed they'd be worse off as a result of the budget, which was ranked as the worst for the economy since 1993. Meanwhile, a Resolve poll has put Angus Taylor ahead of Anthony Albanese as preferred Prime Minister for the first time, a sentiment the Liberal leader was keen to amplify.
This budget was an absolute stinker, and the Australian people agree that it was a stinker. I was out over the weekend and I heard it again and again.
The coalition has also raised concerns tightening the taxation of capital gains could disadvantage young people investing in shares to try and save for their first home deposit. But it was changes introducing a minimum 30% tax rate on some types of trusts that dominated much of the discussion at the start of the week. Jane Hume is the Deputy Liberal Leader.
This government doesn't trust Australians, doesn't trust Australians to do the right thing. And that's why they're coming after trusts. They're coming after your family business. They're coming after your family trust. And they're doing that because they think you're avoiding tax. But let's be honest, this is simply a death tax by stealth.
The minimum 30% tax rate will apply to discretionary testamentary trusts from July 2028, with the government arguing some wealthier families have used the structure to avoid tax. Discretionary trusts allow the trustee to direct income or capital to family members with a lower marginal tax rate. The Treasurer says fixed testamentary trusts, which are often used in wills, are exempt from the changes.
There are appropriate exemptions. You know, deceased estates, for example, are exempt. Existing discretionary testamentary trusts are exempt. Fixed trusts are exempt as well, and because that recognises that there are some legitimate purposes. Now, when it comes to some of the conjecture that we've seen in recent days, We need to remember, as we said yesterday, there's no tax on inheritances or inherited assets in the budget.
The Coalition has promised it would repeal the government's tax changes and announce new measures in response to the budget. Chief among those is a plan to end bracket creep by indexing income tax to inflation.
What we are proposing with the taxback guarantee is for a $70,000 earner, they would get someone on a $70,000 income, they'd get $250 in the first year, $500 in the second, $750 the third, $1,000 after that, and so on. And so on. Why? Because the government won't be able to take more of your money each year through income taxes. That's the taxback guarantee.
That policy hasn't been costed, but one area where the Coalition will look for savings is through prospectively preventing permanent residents from accessing a list of 17 welfare programs, including the NDIS. On the question of intergenerational access to housing, the Coalition's plan involves slashing migration, but they won't give an exact number until closer to the election.
What we've said is that we will link net overseas migration, a cap on net overseas migration, to housing completions. That's what we've said. And each year, the housing minister, and our plan is for Andrew Bragg to be our housing minister, each year he will announce how many houses have been completed, and that will be used to set a cap on the number of migrants coming to the country. Now, the principle of this is very simple and it's very clear. If you don't have the houses, you can't have the people.
The approach has been criticised by the government, economists, multicultural groups and the Greens, whose support could prove vital for the government to pass its housing proposals. Housing spokesperson Barbara Pocock says the Greens are still considering their position.
We're yet to see the legislation on the capital gains discount and negative gearing. And they are a baby step in the right direction. Unfortunately, they preserve benefits for very wealthy property investors. And there are a range of things that could have been done which would have limited that locking in of a benefit that's going mostly to baby boomers and really disadvantaging very young people. There are measures there that we heard evidence on this morning, and we'll be considering those, and we'll certainly be taking a very careful look at the legislation.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!